bases loaded, one pitch looks way inside.
Superior's college and bar crowds know that Tower Avenue in Superior is the place to let loose after a long day, as well as light up. Forrest Reeder has owned the Dugout Lounge on the Strip for 18 years. He says Minnesota's smoking ban is something few in Wisconsin would warm up to.
People like to go out and have a few cigarettes when they're out and about. A lot of people don't smoke unless they're out having a few beverages, believe it or not. A lot of people are non-smokers, but when they go out, they have smokes. Hold on, I'm going to get a cigarette.
Reeder says the Tavern League is too strong for Wisconsin to adopt a ban, and Sean Story agrees. He owns Lord Stanley's Sports Bar in Superior. Story says he thinks Minnesota's ban will mean a boon in business.
If they like where they're at, they're just going to stop smoking. Otherwise, it could help us tremendously. Maybe not so much the Midtown bars, but the bars next to bridges like Schultz's, the Shack. I think people come across and do their smoke and go back.
Mr. Lucky's Bar and Billiards owner Mark DeCare expects to see more smokers cross the bridge into his bar. He thinks a ban is simply unfair.
People know it's a bar, and if they don't want to be around cigarette smoke, then they shouldn't come in. But if people want to smoke in here, they should be able to.
DeCare has owned his bar for 6 years, and he has 13 employees on the payroll.
Only one of them doesn't smoke.
Some smokers think anti-smoking movements have become a little extreme. Gary Galliford was a Superior resident for over 40 years and now lives in North Carolina, where tobacco is king. He thinks smokers are sometimes pegged as second-class citizens. Galliford says smokers and non-smokers should compromise, either put it out or put up with it.
Most people I know that are smokers are considerate about that. You know, if they're into somebody's house that doesn't smoke or something like that, they won't smoke in their house. You know, most people I know don't want to harm kids or anybody like that. I know that, you know, you go to somebody's kid's house, you want to have a cigarette, you go step outside. But these are adult places where adults want to come to enjoy themselves, relax a bit. You know, what's wrong with that?
The state line marks the edges of what is now the front line in a battle over those who light up and those looking for a breath of fresh air. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.